Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Hi there. Our letter is F and our word is future. Looking into the future. That's one of the things as an entrepreneur or a small business owner or big business owner, a common thread is that you're always trying to forecast the future, predict the future. But the way you do that is you understand history. The history specifically around your industry. One of the things that often happens when you start a business, it may be completely in a different field in which you study or have your degree in or have career experience in. And what that means is that you've got to do a lot of homework. You've got to take it upon yourself to, and in some cases, immerse yourself in that industry. One of the things that is so important is to respect that every industry has its own nuance, its own culture, even its own language. And just being on the outside looking in, there is no way you can really understand those underlying factors that can make or break, especially as someone new in the business. I applaud entrepreneurs who come from the outside and look and take on a new industry or area, because the one advantage you have is that you can look at it differently. You can come with a totally different perspective. So you don't have to shy away even if you don't have a degree in a particular area or that's not your, you don't have a long history, but do have enough respect to do some research. A common scenario that I've seen is, for example, someone who as a hobby enjoys doing hair and decides to open up or get into the hair and beauty industry. Whether it's opening a beauty supply or whether it's opening a hair salon or a barber shop. But jumping out of one industry into the hair industry without any homework is dangerous. And I've seen it implode very quickly. And I will say, David has a favorite saying right now, fail fast. Failing fast sometimes means also fail cheaply, you know, instead of investing a lot up front, you're going to fail, but you're going to learn. But you can avoid some of those failures. You can save yourself, a lot of money if in fact you do your homework. So keep that in mind. understanding the future, predicting the future, all is based on how well you do your homework, how well you look at the data, look at the past trends, and then apply your new perspective to it and then pursue your new way or your new twist to that industry. But don't go so far off the chart, so far against the grain of what history has proven. Kind of baby step yourself in there and do prototypes, do practices. Know when you're approaching something intentionally in a different way, but know it and proceed with caution, knowing that all you have is a hypothesis. You don't have any proven historical data to say that your new way of doing things will work. And again, I'm going to go back to the example of the beauty industry. The people who first approached the idea of salon suites. Now, for some, you look around and you feel like salon suites have always been around. That's not the case. You'd have a beauty salon or a barbershop with several chairs, and you would likely rent chairs from someone that owned a salon. What could have been 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 chairs. All these other hairdressers, everybody paying their booth rent is how you kept the big shops open. But someone said, what if everyone wants to be kind of their own owner, kind of go solo, not depend on the shop owner? Because I've seen where in the big shops, when the owner of the big shop decided to move to another location, everyone right then and there had to make a decision. Either you moved with them or you had to find somewhere else to go. But if you go out there solo and you just rent your own particular suite, then you're not as dependent. There's not as much of the other people in the shop impacting the atmosphere and the ambiance you want for your shop. And that's what you'll notice in the salon suites. Everybody gets to create their own ambiance, put their own spin and touch on it and personalize it. And it really feels like theirs. That wasn't the case when you did booth rent. Now, all that to say, when that idea first came out, that was someone that was taking a different concept and applying it to an existing industry. And I dare say they probably did a lot of homework in understanding how it currently worked, what people were willing to pay, how they went about paying, how that impacted them, all of those things, and making sure that there was the demand for it. And there was probably a little trial and error early on. And now it's a given, a standard part of the industry, and has given so many people a great opportunity to own their and to feel that their space is their own. So go out there and challenge the current rules, but sometimes you've got to understand the rules before you break the rules. I even say sometimes when you're creating a recipe, maybe you've got a family recipe, it's been in the family for years, and you want to deviate from that recipe, you first got to cook it and make it the way it's written out verbatim and understand how it currently works in order to put your twist on it. And that's the same way when it comes to starting a new business. So in order to predict the future, understand the history, do your homework. Hope this has been helpful to you. Thanks for listening. Bye for now. This is Jacqueline Sanders Blackman.